This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Trump announces a historic fourth Middle East peace deal. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Even after the 2020 election and the battles are continuing in the courts, Donald Trump and his administration have kept working hard for peace around the world. In another historic agreement on Thursday, President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations between the two nations. This is the fourth major Arab-Israel peace agreement in just 4 months. With this deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim to the disputed Western Sahara region, which is just southwest, next to Morocco along the coast. President Trump and King Mohammed VI of Morocco have come to an agreement that they would resume diplomatic relations between Morocco and Israel and expand economic and cultural cooperation to advance regional stability. The two countries, Israel and Morocco, have agreed to immediately reopen their liaison offices in Tel Aviv and Rabat. They will eventually open embassies in each other's nations as well. The countries have also included joint overflight rights for airlines, which will help with travel between the two regions. Morocco is now the fourth Arab nation that has come to recognize Israel as a nation as the Abraham Accords continue to gain momentum. The United Arab Emirates joined first, followed by Bahrain and Sudan. The Trump administration has been trying to bring Saudi Arabia into the fold as well. In the White House's official statement, they said that the president reaffirmed his support for Morocco's serious, credible, and realistic autonomy proposal as the only basis for a just and lasting solution to the dispute over the Western Sahara territory, and as such, the president recognized Moroccan sovereignty over the entire Western Sahara territory. Pray that those in authority will walk in godly wisdom and counsel in a manner that pleases the Lord. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.